KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A suspected water thief and vandal is behind bars after allegedly being caught damaging a municipal water pipeline in Durban. It's believed the suspect was trying to illegally connect a property in Lamontville yesterday when he was spotted by locals who alerted eThekwini officials. The incident is said to have caused major damage to infrastructure. Spokesperson Mdu Ngalani says the structure, which the suspect was trying to illegally connect to, encroached on the pipeline servitude, which could have been deadly.
The eThekwini municipality opened a case with the South African Police Services for infrastructure damage. The damage of the water pipeline resulted in the interruption of water supply in Lamontville and surrounding areas yesterday. The eThekwini municipality teams worked tirelessly to fix the damages caused, and we are happy to report that water supply is back to normalcy.
The N3 toll concession says it's ready for the festive season traffic surge. KZN's bracing for thousands of holidaymakers, with many expected to start arriving later this afternoon. The concession's Tanya Dugra says it's going to be a busy long weekend.
The bulk of traffic is expected to be travelling in a southbound direction towards Durban, but it is also likely that northbound traffic volumes towards Johannesburg will also increase.
The concession says construction work is being paused on the freeway. While some people are getting into the festive spirit, others will be struggling with the festive blues. Durban psychologist Paul Bushell says the holiday season can be triggering for many, often leading to feelings of depression. He says it's important to watch out for the signs and be mindful and supportive of those suffering with their mental health during this time. Bushell says people must also manage expectations and that it's okay to say no without feeling guilty. He's urged people to reach out for help by talking to someone that they trust or contacting organizations such as the South African Anxiety and Depression Group.
Someone's listening to this when they are struggling with holiday blues this time of the year. It's important to know that, A, you're not alone. I think lots of people experience those kinds of feelings this time of the year. And second of all, you don't have to go through it alone. So surrounding yourself with people who genuinely care about you, connecting with them, spending time doing things that you know fill your cup up and energize you.
And an Indian actor has been arrested after his appearance at a movie screening allegedly prompted a stampede that crushed a woman to death. A large crowd of fans gathered at a theatre in Hyderabad earlier this month to catch a glimpse of Allu Arjun as he arrived for the screening of his film Pushpa 2, The Rule. The victim of the stampede was a woman in her 30s who was with her son, who was seriously injured. The woman's family filed a complaint against Arjun, his security team and the theatre management. Police say the 42-year-old actor is facing three charges, including voluntarily causing hurt by dangerous means. Durban 25 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. The top story, a suspected water thief and vandal is behind bars after allegedly being caught damaging a municipal water pipeline in Durban while allegedly trying to illegally connect to a property in Lamontville. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Tina Mpahlele.